This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning, Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, host of the program, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from our Salem Media flagship stations in Tampa, Florida, and heard all across America on some great radio stations, as well as across the Caribbean, and we're streaming live online and on the satellite, internet and satellite all around the world, too. So, a big special shout-out goes to our active duty military and veterans, and we also salute our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, plus all those helping with the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. And to everybody that's working tonight, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, janitorial maintenance and mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on their oil rigs, keeping America's oil rolling along. Thank you so very much. Now, also, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Like the page, jump into the chat room, and you can also follow us on Twitter, at Captain's America. Now, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com is Denise Simon. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, we talked about Black Lives Matter to start out here and what was going on there, but here's my question to you, and this is where we're going to start to put the puzzle all together. Did China send counterfeit money to the United States that may have, in fact, been used to pay both Antifa and Black Lives Matter?
Well, we don't really know that. We do know that in January of this year, Customs and Border Patrol seized $900,000
mm-hmm.
of counterfeit money
yep.
in $1 bills.
Yep.
Okay.
In Minnesota.
And that was, it was discovered, it came out in late January, but it was actually discovered
mm-hmm.
at the International Falls Port of Entry in Minnesota.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Then in June, Customs and Border Patrol seized $350,000 worth of counterfeit $100 bills
mm-hmm.
in Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they were, well, I take that back. They were in the form of fives and I think tens, but mostly $100 bills, which is
mm-hmm.
not an unusual thing. North Korea was doing it for a very long time, or maybe, and they had the monies to buy some of the perfect printing equipment that we once used on some old plates.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, the ones that hit Milwaukee came from Shanghai, and that's where it was headed, was to Milwaukee. And so we don't know if those are two that the officials seized. We don't know what got through. So if we caught two, one in January and one in June, I would suspect that something did get through. And who it was used to pay or you know, what happened to it, we don't know.
Didn't George Ford have a counterfeit $20 bill? Isn't that what started all of that?
Yes.
So, see, when you think about that, and you, we just got done talking about this other stuff, you just got to sit there and go, whoa.
Well?
I mean, no, it's, what can I tell you? I mean, you couldn't make this stuff up if you tried. And there it is, right in plain sight again.
That's right.
Well, okay, and by the way, while we're talking about China, a professor was charged with a scheme to use some $4 million in U.S. grant money to conduct research for China. What was he going to research?
Well, we don't know. We don't know if he's going to research anything.
But yet he was going to use a $4 million grant.
Well, sure. We have no idea. So, I mean, what China does is smoke and mirrors. And we have to remember what Christopher Wray, director of the FBI, said earlier in the week. And that is that he's got 5,000 open cases that his entire bureau was working on, of which just a little over half of those are related to China.
Hmm. Now, do you think that Juan Williams was correct when he made the statement that President Trump came out on top in the Supreme Court ruling on his tax documents?
I do.
Okay, go ahead and explain.
Well, what they basically said, and this was the one that refers to Cy Vance, I mean, Congress is blocked. Mm-hmm. Okay, that decision, that was a whole separate decision. They're blocked from having it.
Yep.
But when it came to Cy Vance, what they said was they're sending it back down to the lower court to argue the subpoena again, essentially. So they can argue the subpoena again, and that, you know, little bit of legal warfare can go back and forth for quite some time, certainly up until after... up until two or after the election.
Mm-hmm. Flip is saying
so
good morning, by the way.
It was a quasi-loss, but it was a quasi-win. Mm-hmm. So the Supreme Court essentially punted on it.
All right, and our friend Flip is saying good morning.
Good morning.
Yep, so there you go. Now, hold that thought. I hear the music coming up in my ear. Folks, when we come back, we'll have a lot more. And, you know, this is just amazing. By the way, we're also going to talk about Lieutenant General Flynn. What the hell is this judge up to? Now he wants the Court of Appeals to reconsider the case again. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch. Friday morning edition, rolling along.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Buy a shotgun.
Hey, Sulfur Lance Gardeners. Now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, is brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, if you want a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, and who is, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits or vegetables either, then I've got a deal for you. For a limited time, you can save 35% at Balance of Nature on your order. Just go to their website, balanceofnature.com, and use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Or you can give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. Now, to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751 using the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, balanceofnature.com. I am taking the fruits and veggies. They're working really good for me, and I'm just feeling so much better, and things are just working out better for me. My leg is getting better as a result of this. All sorts of added little benefits, too. BalanceOfNature.com. Product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. All right, back to Denise Simon. FoundersCode.com is with us, and good morning again.
Morning.
Lieutenant General Flynn and his judge, who's refusing to dismiss the case as he was instructed to by the Court of Appeals, wants the full Court of Appeals to reconsider his decision. Where's that going to go?
Well, remember the decision where they told him to drop the suit from the appeals court came from three judges.
That's right.
And now he wants what is known as en banc, which means all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, two things can happen. Three. One, the full panel known as en banc can refuse it and just put a decision as, we don't need to do this. You've already been told by three of us.
Mm-hmm.
Or two, they can accept it and consider it. And come out with a positive or a negative.
Mm-hmm.
So, now it's interesting to see how if there's yet when it, if it does go if it does go to the full en banc panel of judges, if it gets to be argued again there as well, it would be fascinating. Because in between the time that the three judges, well, after the three judges delivered their finding, even more information has come out about Peter Strzok.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the longer they wait, the worse it is for the case and the better it is for Flynn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, that's where we are.
Okay.
We have to wait to see if the en banc decides to take it or not.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens. Now, the latest from the Trump administration, they are backing another round of coronavirus stimulus checks. What's on the table right now, according to Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, is possibly a higher, larger amount than the $1,200 per person that Americans received earlier this year. Now, Mnuchin, Secretary Mnuchin, did say that the administration's working on a bipartisan basis with Republicans and Democrats right now and said it was a priority to have legislation passed by July 20th. Now, in this, they also want to get rid of the generous extra $600 a year unemployment benefit, which expires July 31st.
However, it is those that qualify is very different. The first one was anybody who earned $75,000 or less. This one is pointing to $45,000 or less.
Mm. So we're going to wind up with more people in unemployment.
No, you would wind up with less people.
Less? Okay. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay. I did it the other way around. Well, we'll see what happens. To be continued, right?
Yes, indeed.
In the meantime, former Trump lawyer, convicted felon Michael Cohen, who was in prison and then was released because of the coronavirus, he was arrested yesterday and taken into custody after violating the terms of his release. I understand he was in a restaurant.
With several people. And I don't know who took the photo, but I actually saw the photo of him at a restaurant last week. So I don't know where that photo came from, but I believe that he is wearing a ankle GPS, and it could have been somebody that followed him there and took it for evidence, or that it was submitted and then they had to confirm it. But nonetheless, he got caught. So that's in violation of his release. And so back he went.
And good morning to Melvin up there in Saratoga Springs. He's talking about Bill Ayers and Susan Rosenberg and that bunch there with the Weather Underground.
Now let's not forget that, you know, after she was released, she created an organization called 1,000 Currents. And they had raised a good bit of money, of which $3.3 million went to, as a contribution, into the war chest of Black Lives Matter. So Black Lives Matter has, right after the Floyd killing, ended up with a sizable war chest, and could possibly still be using it. Now, so I would say in this case, it's RICO. Now, remember, I think one of the lawyers at the Department of Justice or somebody in the FBI had said that they are looking at the possibility of charging top members or directors, if you will, because they've been able to pinpoint some of them of Black Lives Matter with RICO charges. And that's got a wide net.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, and nobody knows that better than Rudy Giuliani, because
right,
that's how he charged the mafia.
And so he got Gotti. Mm-hmm. Now, something else here. Ms. Maxwell, Mr. Epstein's gal pal, apparently they have her on suicide watch because the report came out yesterday is they had taken her clothes and her bed sheets away from her and she's pretty much in a cell with a mattress on it, and that's about it, being watched 24/7.
Everything that she has is made of paper, which is a procedural thing for those that are on suicide watch.
Mm.
Plus, she has a roommate, and she will never not be with somebody else.
Hmm. Okay, well, we'll see how that all plays out. Now, again, we had talked a little bit about the president and his Supreme Court ruling. You and I talked about it. But what do you think about the president when it comes to the tax documents that we mentioned Jerry Nadler, was trying to get his hands on and can't? That's a really big deal, isn't it?
It is kind of a big deal. And if you'll notice, when Pelosi came out in her little weekly briefing yesterday,
mm-hmm.
she was rather dismissive of it all. It's kind of like, you know, we don't really need it. She was also very dismissive of the statues in the Capitol building,
yeah.
and the statues that are being destroyed. She goes, people do weird things, and she just couldn't care less.
People will do what they do.
So she was dismissive of both of those, and that kind of tells us that they are not probably going to do, they could be building something or have enough now in case he gets reelected.
Mm-hmm.
Or she's confident enough that he won't. I don't know.
U.S. Attorney John Durham and his probe results may be placed on hold until after the election, according to sources.
Well, I wouldn't say placed on hold, but I would say that if we are expecting some kind of a report to be published, much like the Mueller thing, that's what they're saying is that may not be his style. There may not be a report. He's going to continue his work, but if he issues a report, it would probably only go back over to the Justice Department. He would not, I guess, produce something that is necessarily meant for public, you know, full publication in open source, the public domain, because he does not want it to be political. So that it actually puts the burden back on AG Barr if they decide that there is enough there prior to the election that Barr puts it out.
Okay, well, here comes the music in my ear, so we will talk to you on the weekend show. But in the meantime, stay cool up on top of the mountaintop up there.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, from FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, read her great articles, check it out. She wrote a couple of great articles yesterday, which you can see. And I'll be right back with more, our next military and veterans news segment, right after all of these great little spots you're going to hear from the people along the network. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Yeah. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The U.S. Supreme Court gave President Donald Trump a chance to beat back House Democrats' efforts to obtain his financial records, but ruled that he's not immune from the Manhattan District Attorney's attempts to get his tax files. Cyrus Vance Jr. wants years' worth of Trump's tax returns as part of his probe into hush money payments to two women, while White House Democrats sought financial records from the Trump Organization's accounting firm and two banks to determine if foreign governments, including Russia, hold sway over him. Both matters will go back to lower courts to determine if Trump needs to turn over any documents, which will probably not be settled before Election Day. The rulings, both 7-2, represent a mixed bag for the president, allowing him to drag out the legal process but not providing him with clear-cut victories. The president blasted the efforts to gain his financial information, tweeting after the rulings, "It was a political prosecution." This is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed, it is time for another military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you. And keep in mind that if you want to be an aviation maintenance tech and have the keys to your future, all you got to do is listen to this, and then I'll tell you the rest.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, don't forget that the National Aviation Academy has got two locations to better serve you. And, of course, one of them is up in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside Boston. And the other one happens to be right here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. And you can find out exactly what you need to find out by going to their website, naa.edu. That's NAAEDU. And then give them a call to schedule an appointment to take a tour of one of their facilities. Now, the phone number to call would be 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Set up an appointment, take a tour of their facilities, and find out what everybody else knows, and that is that you can start out as an aviation maintenance tech making at least $60,000 a year with the opportunity to make a lot more money than that. It's all there right in front of you. Once you get your certification, once you become an aviation maintenance tech, all the work you need is right there in front of you. All righty. Now, we do know that the House has earmarked $1 million worth of money to rename Army bases, which currently honor Confederate leaders. Whether or not that's going to be done, I don't really know. It's not a priority, certainly, but it's there if they need it. And, of course, the House is also set to rumble the two different sides from the Capitol, set for a fight on whether or not the DOD should be given a stronger hand in developing the annual budget for nuclear weapons development, a fight that will be complicated due to the diametrically opposed positions of the committees involved. One likes it, one doesn't. That sort of thing. We're talking about the House Appropriations and the Senate, two of them back and forth, two different committees made up of two different philosophies. Now, Army officials say the handout of the Trump campaign slogans that were given out to the military when the president appeared at a military base, they were unapproved pages that were sent out in error, apparently. And then once they realized they were out and being sent to the soldiers, that they immediately recalled them, stopped the rest being sent over the handouts that were being mailed to military people. Also, retired Army Major General James Gestreplein, who faced charges of allegedly raping his daughter back in the 1980s, pled guilty to a lesser charge in Prince William County Circuit Court in exchange for a 20-year suspended prison sentence. He'll never do any time in jail. And the Army plans to launch a new company-level unit in fiscal 2021 to support information welfare warfare units, according to military officials, under the purview of the 915th Cyber Warfare Battalion, with a contract already awarded to its parent battalion. So we'll see how all that works out. Now, for decades after World War II, the Navy and the DOD have struggled to clear unexploded ordnance at Navy and air bases all throughout Guam. We now know that roughly 11,000 bombs and other munitions were dropped on Guam in World War II and never detonated. And now we're out there trying to round them up and secure them as we find them. And also, sailors can now worship at a drive-in religious service off base, but cannot go inside, according to the new COVID-19 restrictions the Navy reaffirmed on Tuesday. We'll see how that works out for everybody involved. And after almost 6 months at sea fighting a deadly coronavirus outbreak, a controversial change in command and international attention, the USS Theodore Roosevelt aircraft carrier is scheduled to return to its home port in San Diego on Thursday. You may remember it's been anywhere else but lately. And the aircraft carrier USS Harry M. S. Truman arrived at the Norfolk Naval Shipyard yesterday to begin a short maintenance period following significant underway time since 2018. They've been out at sea a lot. And in the Air Force is selecting another 4,649 being promoted to Master Sergeant. And congratulations to them. Also, the Air Force is pursuing flying cars, and this time it's for real. You heard me say that right, flying cars. The Air Force Flying Car Trade Show has put $10 million of contracts on the table for someone to develop a flying car. Go figure. All right, and let's see. Let's go to the telephone line. I think I know who this is. Is this Todd in Tampa?
Boss, it is, baby, it is. Let's get down to business here. Ladies and gentlemen, here you go. Well, we got 120 days left here to save the country. Joe Biden's hiding in the basement. Joe Biden's been 40 years and hasn't done anything for African Americans or Spanish or anything. Now the guy at 78 years old wants a chance to be president? Come on, man. Come on, man. Please. The guy can't put two sentences together. You know, when you're a football player, when you're an athlete and you have an agent, you go in there and negotiate. Okay. Hey, I'm negotiating for the American people. Okay. All the rich people, all the people that are making Silicon Valley and the rich, they're telling us to vote for Joe Biden. All of us out here who are working hard to put food on the table are saying, are you kidding me? The only guy that's kept his word is Donald J. Trump, okay? So I'm just talking to the American people. Joe Biden is a walking disaster. It's that simple, okay? It's that, where's Me Too, Me Three, and Me Four? Where's Tara Reid, okay? Everything is a cover-up. Please, you're insulting our intelligence. You Democrats are a disgrace. And by the way, when we bring you in from another country and you swear an oath to the United States of America, you breach your contract to leave Omar and the rest of you, okay, you should be deported, okay, because you swore to uphold the Constitution, not to come over here and rip the United States of America. We gave you an opportunity, and you should be deported because you breached your contract. I'm talking to the American people. God bless you, Captain. God bless the American people, and God bless the Spanish, Italian, everybody, all nationalities shouldn't be standing against Joe Biden, who's a walking disaster. 40 years he's been there, and he hasn't done nothing for the American people. Please. Don't pull this farce on the Corleone family. God bless you, Captain. Let's stand up for the country, and maybe go out in mass to stand up for Jesus Christ and Donald Trump, who's kept his word. And some of you Republicans need to stand up at the White House and with Donald Trump. God bless you. Let's get to work and save the country, Pete.
All righty. That's Todd in Tampa. And, we do need to get together. We need to pay attention to what's going on, the task at hand. Because it is all about we the people, and we are the people, and they work for us. We don't work for them. They work for us. Sometimes they get it the other way. They get it the wrong way around there. But once you understand that they're working for us and we're not working for them, then maybe you can do what needs to be done. All right. Well, I'm going to be coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. And I can't wait to talk to him about a couple of things that are going on here. Matter of fact, we're going to ask him about the weather up there because he's right in it right now with that tropical storm coming his way. So don't go anywhere. We're coming back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Hang in there.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. Things whining about it. We just have to get people out.
Attention, radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. Well, it's that time of the morning, and we don't have Chris Markowski right now. He may be in the weather, and it's possible he could be without power right now, too, up there where he's at in Long Island, because it's storming really bad up in that area right now. But I want to tell you all about the latest addition to the Moss family, automotive family. Now, it's Moss Acura on North Florida Avenue at 11001 North Florida Avenue. Now, Acura competes very favorably with Lexus, Volvo, and Infiniti. And the RDX SUV is the flagship of the Acura brand. It comes with lots of features that are standard, like the panoramic moonroof, the Wi-Fi mobile hotspot, and Apple CarPlay. And the seats they have also feel like buttery leather, and their hands-free liftgate make loading groceries a breeze, too. Now, the powertrain features a 2.0-liter engine and a 10-speed automatic transmission. The best news about Moss Acura is you get the high-level customer service that the Moss Nissan stores have been giving you for a number of years. Now, each vehicle comes with Moss Care for the life of the vehicle. And they give you a lifetime oil change as well as tire rotations. Not to forget about the fact that they have surface shield protections and plenty of other added features, too. Now, if you are a veteran, active duty military, or a first responder, active or retired, you will receive a huge benefit in the You Serve, You Save program. Also, if you're looking for a car just to get it repaired, that's another opportunity you have at Moss Acura, where you'll save, if you're in the You Serve, You Save club, you'll save 20% on the service on your vehicle. So visit Moss Acura at 11001 North Florida Avenue in Tampa, right next door to the all-new Moss Nissan store. It's right there, too. Or visit them online at mossacura.com. Always make sure to tell them the captain sent you. You get a much better perspective of what's going on. And I'll tell you what, they are definitely, definitely on their A game all the time. Now, the financial reports that I was going to look at with Chris, I'm going to get into here right now myself. Because Goldman Sachs is telling their investors to prepare for volatility around the November U.S. election. No surprise there to me, anyway, as the coronavirus adds a major complication to tabulating results with a recommendation to extend hedges out to December expirations when it comes to figuring out who won what. Now, we'll see how that goes. By the way, did you hear Steve Forbes on Newsmax television yesterday? He went out and detailed all the different things about Joe Biden, how he would cause an economic stagnation in this country because of one thing that he wants to do right off the bat. And that's knock off all the Trump tax breaks for corporations and individuals and jack them back up to where they were. That alone, Steve Forbes said would stagnate the economy, and I tend to agree with him. Now, Joe Biden also said his economic plan would create 5 million U.S. jobs. Let me see if I got this right. In the past 2 months, I know we've had 40 million people unemployed. But in the past 2 months, I believe we've added back somewhere in the vicinity of 8 to 9 million jobs. Now, that's in 2 months. And Joe Biden is excited and putting it out there that he has a plan that's going to create, his economic plan will create 5 million jobs right away. I think it's a little low for the times we're living in. What do you think? And Wells Fargo is going to cut thousands of jobs starting this year. They could, in fact, cut as many as half the people that are working for them and shut down some of their branches right now. They could do that. Or they could go automated in some of them and just have the drive up and the walk up like some other banks have done where you basically are using an ATM. We'll see. And this is a headline that says money market funds are not risk-free. Okay, well, I knew that, and I didn't have to read the small print to find out about it. So I don't know why that's such a big deal, but apparently it is. And don't forget, the Supreme Court yesterday came out and said that the grand jury in New York, Manhattan District Attorney, can get the Trump tax return. But Congress and Jerry Nadler and company and Nancy Pelosi, and that wouldn't have worked out nice, are blocked from the Trump records. Blocked. Now, I just got done telling you that the U.S. Attorney, Mr. Durham, could have his results of his investigation done before the election. But the results of it wouldn't be released until after the election. That's a possibility. By the way, the U.S. Army message, Make America Great Again, and Columbus Day, apparently, according to some, are signs of a white supremacy. Not my words, the words of the Black Lives Matter group again. Give me a break. And by the way, New York City is beginning to paint Black Lives Matter's mural right now. Remember where they were going to put it, right in front of the Trump Tower Hotel? Well, they're doing it. They're starting right now. And we'll see how long it takes for them to do that. And the Biden campaign, we just got done talking about this briefly, but they're proposing a Buy American campaign. Now, to me, that's a no-brainer, because Donald Trump has been all about buying American, putting America first, the whole nine yards, since the beginning of his election. And again, one of the things that they're talking about with the American First campaign is that you buy everything in America, that you don't give your money to the people overseas. So we'll see what happens there and how the people react to that. Now, the Environmental Justice Fund, you ever heard of that one, the Environmental Justice Fund, is now currently and officially been placed in the Biden-Sanders unity platform. We just talked about that a little bit ago. And not to be outdone, Nancy Pelosi says that she's okay with the destruction of the Christopher Columbus statue in Baltimore. She validated her point by using the words that the people used. People will do what they do. Yeah, destroy property, which is what they did there. But then again, who are we to find fault? That's up to them, and we'll see what happens. Now, coming up after the top of the hour news here, we're going to have Frank Silvato. And Frank and I are going to be talking about the new message for the Biden campaign and the message for the Trump campaign, how they're going to clash and how they're going to deal with that. And then we're going to get into the judge for Lieutenant General Mike Flynn, who wants the whole Court of Appeals up there in D.C. to reconsider the case and make a decision. And you heard Denise talk about it during her segment. They don't have to do that, but they can, and they would be taking a chance in doing it. So we'll see. We'll see how that works. All right, this is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm Captain Matt Bruce. Going to take a break. Come back right after the news with Frank Silvato. Don't go anywhere. Got lots more coming your way.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.